It's Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig up anything except your lost car keys, and Julie Karen State Farm. She's got you covered even when life throws curveballs or cow patties. Today's show promises more laughs than a goat on roller skates and just enough entertainment to make you forget about that to-do list you're ignoring. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup give you the midweek giggles you deserve.
Move 'em on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, Bray.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yes, man.
Yeah, good to see
you. Yeah, good to see you. So I got a story for you. So you know I went out west for a while.
That's right.
Yeah, back in September. So I ordered glasses, okay, and because the other ones were all scratched and they got sunburnt, basically.
Oh.
So they sent them in, and when they came in, I didn't know that they were in, so they sent them to my house, which is fine. Well, I didn't have them, and I called the place. Well, we sent them this date. I said, well, I don't have them. Someone stole them. So, and it was just, I was left at that. It was like, here we go. So last night, my neighbor James, you know, the head coach for basketball, baseball, come over with a big old bag of stuff. He goes, oh yeah, I picked your mail up because it was all over the place.
Oh,
I said, well, thank you. He goes, there's a couple packages in there, but he goes, there's no bills. And if they are, I didn't pay them.
Ah.
So, you're a good guy. He was looking out for me. So, he just handed me the bag. Well, inside there, Phil, were these.
Brand new glasses. There you are.
Unreal.
You can finally see.
Huh?
So, now, have you gone away from the contacts?
Nope. Still trying them, too.
Oh, so, okay.
It depends on what I'm doing for the day for contacts.
I see.
So, anyway.
I see. Like a photo opportunity, you're going to want contacts in. And then, for the studio's look, you know, Hank Bray Studios. Well,
there's never a studious look with me. I promise you that. So anyway.
They're nice and clean.
Yes.
I don't see any fingerprints on them yet.
Not yet.
No.
I haven't touched them yet.
Until you have to push them up several times today.
It's like this. But I'm starting to follow my nose.
Oh, I see. If you follow your nose, your index finger, then you can push them. I see. I need to start doing that.
Can you see me over here?
Not very well. Mine are kind of dirty, too.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
End of the day, I'll be like, how do these get so dirty? Looks like somebody like rub their hands in hamburger grease.
Without question. Hey, Phil, do you see me?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
You can't lick your glasses because you get 500 calories off their grease.
Right off the grease. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, nice game last night.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Richland Center girls.
Richland
Center's not putting Dodgeville down.
They've played four
five-set
matches in the conference.
This is crazy.
And I think I've called all but one. So
you had a late night last night,
but they started earlier. It wasn't so bad. They started
8:59. You were starting the fifth set.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I was going to bed.
I think the match broadcast took 2 hours, so it was like 9:15, 9:20.
I was going to bed.
Yeah, you were already in bed. Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. I was late to work today.
Past my bedtime.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to comment on something because
let's not go back.
Now listen. Of all your quizzes, I don't know that I've ever had the response.
Oh my gosh!
That I did yesterday about Aunt B's pickles.
Yes.
Okay. So many people. I did not talk to anybody that sides with you. Yeah, they're all backing me on this one. They're like,
you're not getting
like,
it, Phil.
And the one guy is like, hang it on the fridge.
Hang it.
And I said, I can't. I can't bypass Hank. But the question reads, what was Aunt B's specialty in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Apple pie, pickles, fried chicken, biscuits. And I went with apple pie.
Yep.
And your answer was pickles.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the episode that they were so horrible.
Well, they were bad. Kerosene pickles.
Kerosene cucumbers. Nobody would, they just couldn't stomach them.
Yes.
And it was such a surprise because Aunt B was such a good cook. So many people are thinking that I should have this on the fridge.
It's not happening.
Why not?
It's not going to
happen. I mean, what is the...
Nope.
How can pickles be her specialty in the kitchen?
Here's the thing, Phil. All right? It's a question. It was directed towards kerosene pickles. You knew that.
No, I didn't.
Well, because where is it in apple pie, fried chicken, and biscuits, says it that she mentions it, that they have a full episode about it. Her specialty in the kitchen was kerosene pickles.
But they're eating in about every episode. They're eating, you know, one of her casseroles or chicken or biscuits or whatever.
They don't say nothing about it, though.
Well, they do, too. I think in that episode, they talk about how good her cooking is, but not her pickles.
But what was the specialty in that?
The specialty?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You don't call her pickles a specialty because they stunk, I guess.
It was a special. They ate them all, didn't they?
No, they stick somebody else's pickles mm-hmm. in place? I think they did.
But they ate them all. They didn't throw them away. They had to eat them. And then at the end of the show, she made another batch.
Oh.
Okay. Because.
But I wouldn't say it's her specialty. I don't know. I'm just saying the public was outraged yesterday. And, so, you know, it was interesting. You know, it didn't.
Hang Hank.
It didn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. Everybody came together in unity, and they all agreed, hang it on the fridge.
So basically, I'm the outcast.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. All right.
I'll take it under review.
Okay. I'll let that. We'll leave it at that then.
All right.
All right.
The reviewers came back. You're not getting that.
Oh, well, what do you do, Hank?
But you know what? It makes your heart feel special when people call and say stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is pretty neat. So I may have a question like that every week now that you get right. And I'm lucky he ain't getting it. He ain't getting it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah, I haven't had a fridge hanger since July now. So.
Is it? That's my fault?
Pretty much.
Hmm. 50% of all country rock songs can be played on the guitar using only three chords. Is that Hank? Or is that truth?
I'll say that's true.
It is true. C sounds easy. G chord, D chord, and C chord. And if you add E chord, you can play 80% of all country and rock songs.
Is that right?
Yes. Wow. I'm sure I'll be fact-checked on that one.
I tried to take guitar lessons, but
did you?
I couldn't even master one chord.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Coffee beans come from the pods of the coffee tree.
Mmm. They're beans. I don't think so.
No, it's not. Well, we'll spill the beans. Coffee comes from the pit inside the coffee cherry. So to be accurate, they are coffee seeds.
Oh. Okay.
Which is kind of neat. So the pods, you have to open the pods.
I see.
Kind of like what are those big, like a pea. Oh. You have to open the pods to get the peas out.
Black-eyed pea?
No.
No.
Just the regular peas, like the green
pod?
Peas? Yeah.
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 Okay.
All the pods in there? Yeah.
Sure.
Right. When President Ford's dog, Liberty, soiled the carpet in the Oval Office, Ford had the carpet replaced, not clean, at a cost of $80,000.
I don't know. That sounds pretty wacky.
I'll say no. It's not, Phil. Nice job. Ford cleaned the mess himself, saying, no man should clean up after another man's dog. Great pet parent president.
Oh, man. Well, that was nice.
But it's true.
By the president.
There you go. Yeah, no one should clean up after their...
No.
I shouldn't have to go out in the yard and clean up other people's messes in my front yard.
Right, no.
I usually try to get on my mower and split them in the road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The problem I have is with my own children's dogs.
Oh, yes.
And in fact, in particular, one of them. And
would you like to say it on the air?
When he, no, I don't want to say which kid it is.
Which granddog? What granddog?
Samson.
Is he a big guy?
He's a big guy, and you'd swear after they leave that I had an elephant in the front yard. That's all I can say. Scoop. Good thing I still have a scoop shovel.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
You scoop them in the road and scoop. Put them on your garden.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yep.
Yeah. So, Brussels, Belgium runs a regular bus service to a mystery location. Brussels, Belgium, runs a regular bus service to a mystery location.
I'm going to say that's not true.
It's not.
It's
boy, you're all
wacky.
It's just a load of waffle. But the truth that the mystery is just a regular shop in the city.
Ah, all right.
So, yeah. Hmm. Teaching a baby sign language will increase their IQ, Philip.
I got to believe that's true.
It is.
Yeah.
You don't say.
I have a couple of grandsons that know sign language.
A lot of people are
like
teaching their
more and, yes. You know, those kind of things.
Like this?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Or like rubbing their tummy, you know, and I'm like,
you remember?
What are they doing?
You remember Meet the Flockers?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm just going to say it. When the when the little boy had to poop, he had to had his finger. It looked like a thumbs up, and then he takes his other hand and go.
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't remember that part of it.
Yeah, I remember all the. Huh. I'm surprised you don't remember that.
I don't. No. Huh.
On Meet the Flockers.
It's been a while since I've seen that one.
Really? Well, we're running out of time. Cockroaches can and do live on submarines.
Oh, I bet they do. Yeah, and sure.
Yeah, they do. And if all goes wrong, they can survive up to 40 minutes without breathing.
Is that right?
That's kind of like me with my sleep apnea.
Number of sleep interruptions in an hour?
Yeah, 36 was mine.
36?
Yeah.
Wow. I think I got you beat.
Do you?
I believe I did.
Yeah, I like to, when I do something, I like to do it full before, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so any plans tonight? Your night off?
A few things here and there. A busy day.
Yeah, it is a busy day.
A few things action-packed into the day.
Busy weekend?
Sure. Yeah.
My goodness. Get Color Fest, Homecoming Ithaca, Homecoming Richland Center.
Yeah.
Oakwood Fruit Farms Customer Service Appreciation. Chicken Ridge is open.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Is something going on downtown?
Oh, yeah, a little something or other. Of course, Center Color Fest, yeah. And the night parade. We have homecoming parade at 3 on Friday for Richland Center.
Yeah.
Riverdale
at 2.
Riverdale at 2, yeah. Ithaca's is at 10:30 Saturday morning.
I'll be busy.
Yeah, you will. You're going to try to make all the parades for
I'm
us.
I'm going to try to, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my goal.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, but, you know, you're not even going to race. You're just going to pull your truck in, you know, and like
I'll be the razor.
Yeah. Oh, you know? The razor.
Yeah, I got the razor ready to go. So.
Okay. I think it'd be better if you rode a horse through the parade. You know that.
Oh yeah.
10-gallon hat.
Yeah, the 10. I got a 12-gallon hat, Phil.
12-gallon hat.
In case I fall off, it's like a parachute.
Oh, nice,
buddy. Have a great day, everybody. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.